that gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStarkInsurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371 plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house.
Man, Bubba, summer is upon us. Bright weather, sunny weather we've got now. Everybody's thinking Lake Beach. You see the pictures everywhere. We come to Tucker Pecan, and we have all the things you need, whether you're going to the lake, the beach, the softball field, the baseball field, soccer field. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got the towels, the totes, the tumblers, the thermoses, your cover-ups, anything you need. Or if you just need a little snack, we've got those at Tucker Pecan, whether it be chocolate pecans, honey pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon, or the new barbecue pecans. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and if you need a dip for a party, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. Bunches and bunches of different kinds of dips down there. And if you need local honey for all these pollens and allergies that are going around, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shop for all your gift needs.
And you're located where?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It's May 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of May, 1905, the city of Las Vegas, Nevada was founded when an Elvis impersonator constructed the first building, a wedding chapel, and presided over the city's first marriage.
We're gathered here today to celebrate the wedding of this drunk guy and this exotic dancer.
Have a great May 15th. The greatest day ever.
Emily, it's Elvis.
Yay!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's a hunk of 4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. North Korea reportedly threatening to cancel Kim Jong-un's summit with President Trump because of ongoing military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea.
The United States has always maintained that these are defensive exercises. It has the right to conduct them with South Korea, its ally in all this, and North Korea has continually complained about them.
Fox's Rich Edson reports a North Korea also canceling high-level talks with South Korea scheduled for tomorrow in the DMZ. It appears President Trump's top pick to run the CIA will be confirmed by the Senate. Today, two key Democrats, Senators Mark Warner and Heidi Heitkamp, said they would vote to confirm Gina Haspel. The Dow's eight-day run of gains coming to an end. The Dow falling 193 points today, held down by investor concerns over rising interest rates. The S&P and NASDAQ also closing lower. Fox News, we report, you decide.
By request.
So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine.
Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
I don't know if you get a chance to listen to Random Facts with Jay Scott. Let's salute Jay Scott.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
I think it was yesterday. He said that if you took all 7+ billion people and put them shoulder to shoulder, it would fill Los Angeles. You could fit every single person on the planet today into Los Angeles. And I'm sure at times those who live there feel it is that way.
Yes, indeed.
So, and I remember Meathead on All in the Family. Oh, overpopulation. China's going to have 1 billion people. Who's going to feed them?
People.
Yeah. You'd be amazed what people are motivated to do when they're hungry and nobody's giving them anything.
Well, it's amazing when you don't look at other people as a burden and look at wealth as a fixed pie, that if somebody's rich, it means somebody else must be poor. If you instead look at people as an asset, as having inherent dignity and the creativity and ingenuity to create and innovate out of life's problems, well, I think the doomsday problem goes away. Or something like that.
I like that. I like this. That sounded smart.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't know what it means.
I think you're an example of what happens when you make education good.
Right. Yeah, I don't go to class. I have a terrible GPA, and I end up in radio.
That's my favorite line from that Gil Fulbright thing, is, and making education good.
Good.
Yeah. Story today. I think the whole West Coast, just for people that fancy themselves as culturally elite, intellectually superior to the rest of us.
Aren't you ready for the royal wedding?
Yes. What would be good? Seattle. Same city. Remember the douchebag that had a company that was it was going great.
Yeah.
And so he bought into the whole left-wing thing about redistribution of wealth. So he cut his own salaries, making millions and living that lifestyle. He cut his own salary and everybody to 70,000, and then raised those who were under 70, like the janitor and everybody else, up to 70. Everybody was making the same.
All making 70.
He lost his house. I don't know if that business is still around. Because what happened there is that the people who were really skilled, who he was depending on to keep the company thriving, said, I'm worth more than the custodian. Not to diminish his contribution, but I make money for you. And this isn't right. So he lost all of his top producers. They went elsewhere because people are still in demand. That's what happens when you buy into this crap. What's the incentive? Why should I work harder? In fact, there's an All in the Family episode where he gets all bent out of shape because they hire... God, I didn't like the woman, Irene, whatever the character was, at his plant where he's worked for many years, and they hire her at the same salary he's making, and he gets really bent out of shape over it. And at the very end of his rant, he says, what's the point in working hard all your life and doing the best you can if everybody's going to end up equal? It was brilliant, because he's right. It'll never be equal. There's no such thing as equal. And there's no such thing as fair. A universal equality, universal fairness. It's just, if you really believe that that's achievable, you're living in dreamland, and you're going to end up very disappointed. So now, Seattle, in their left-wing embrace of illegals, they have a big homelessness problem. It's so bad. I'm going to go through some stuff.
How bad is it?
It's so bad in San Francisco. People are fleeing California by the thousands. But in Seattle, they've got a homeless issue there in the city. See, what happens is they elect all these left-wing douchebags, and they take power in the city, and they have decided, now let's face it, Starbucks and Amazon have both been pretty much out there supporting left-wing causes. In fact, I want to play that. You know, they had that incident with the two guys who wanted to use the restroom at a Starbucks in Philly, and the manager, following their policy, said, no, you have to buy something. Well, we're waiting to meet somebody. Well, it worked out. Starbucks changed their policy. Amazon, too. You know, they're always out there with the, this is going to make us feel better if we promote this. Now, the city of Seattle wants to tax every full-time employee or the business $275 for every full-time employee.
What?
For the express purpose of providing shelter for homeless people and fair housing for low-income folks. And Amazon and Starbucks have said no. So politicians don't care. They're not paying the cost for this crap. They'll probably go ahead and pass it. You know what happens? A lot of full-time employees are going to become part-time workers, just like with Obamacare. It was written in the law, if you work more than 30 hours a week, they had to give you health care. So guess what? A lot of people started working 29 hours a week and then couldn't afford to buy health care on that wage, because the companies, to stay afloat, had to do it. Because left-wing politicians know nothing, few of them know anything about how the real world works, how the fundamentals of economics. And you think a guy who was bright enough to achieve a success level where he's living the lifestyle of a millionaire and then gets, you know, buys into the whole guilt trip. Well, it's not fair. And then decides to make it fair in his office, ends up losing his business and his home because of his high ideals.
That was so stupid of him. Why not make more money and go build homes for homeless people yourself?
So Starbucks, and I think they're totally, any business is totally entitled to decide if their restroom should be accessible to, because it's happening in LA. The homeless are everywhere. They're pooping on the streets in San Francisco, right next to where Carl Malden used to be. And instead of getting rid of people who don't belong here and taking that burden off the people who live and work in San Francisco, they're handing out maps. Don't step in it here. I mean, that's insane. And now Starbucks has become America's toilet.
Here at Starbucks, we're announcing a new policy for every one of our 14,000 locations in the United States. Effective immediately, Starbucks bathrooms are for anyone who needs them, whether you're buying coffee or not. Stopping in to meet a friend? Use our restrooms with no shame. Need to clean a knife wound? Starbucks has a sink ready and waiting. Want to shave your beard or your back? Get in line behind the wanted felon who wants to dye his hair.
Done what I'm doing.
Or if you have to relieve yourself after a 36-hour bender on cheap wine and Ripple, now you can, without first having to buy a half-calf grande latte with whipped cream and two sugars.
Oh, great. Out of paper!
So get to Starbucks today. Starbucks. America's bathroom.
There you go. You might want to let it air out a little bit.
Why is there somebody at every business I've ever worked at who does that? And what is that, a 500-pound switch on the exhaust fan there that you can't lift it and at least try and evacuate? Like I said, cadaver dogs. Sniffing around the men's room here. It's 4:15. So we have news, weather, and traffic coming up in just a moment. I haven't decided on a roll call yet.
Okay. It's up to you. I don't want to pressure you.
I don't know what anybody wants today.
You're feeling a little out of sorts today. So am I.
I can't get people to I can't get a rise out of people like on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the story we posted yesterday, did you know Israel, the Broward County Sheriff, who still has a job?
Wow.
Scott Peterson, infamous for staying outside the building where the active shooter was and subsequently resigning. The story has come out that there was an incident on the campus of that school involving Israel's son. It was an ugly, violent crime. And Peterson happened to be the officer who steered the report into a direction that wasn't as damaging for Israel's kid. The story's right there. Take a look. Now, I know, well, that's Florida. Why do we care? Because there are people like that everywhere. And again, this guy is still the sheriff of Broward County. He got a no-confidence vote from his deputies. I don't know how you do that. I mean, Peterson quit quickly when it came out that he was out there, you know, pissing himself while the bullets were flying. You know, I'm going to retire soon. Do I really want to walk into this or what? You know, it's just one of those situations. Shameful. It's 417. If you need flooring, and I need flooring. Now that the whole bathtub calamity is fixed, I've got some carpeting that, well, it's permanently staying damaged, whatever. It needs to be replaced. White carpeting and me are not a good match. So all I have to do is get over to Georgia Floors Direct. They have hundreds of room-sized remnants there. Pick one. Say, Jeff, I'll take this one. Jeff Mallinson, the Lord of the Laminates, the merry band of floriers he's put together. Arrange installation while it's done. I'll probably get something in the Stainmaster line. That's probably a good idea. You know, something that cleans up easy. Because there's a lot of access to the outside of the house there, and I like to go out and walk the foofuses and stuff, and you track dirt back in. To begin with, the people that used to own the house, the white carpeting was probably not a good idea. Now, if you have a room that needs improvement and just a room, the room-sized remnant category at Georgia Floors Direct is a great option. Get a great price, get installation. In fact, you don't have to lift a finger except to write the check or whatever for the carpeting, because when they install, they do all of that for you, which is really convenient. They don't say, all right, clear that room. They know how to work around those little obstacles. It's an amazing thing to see. I never lifted a finger, and I've had my flooring done in various rooms and halls by Georgia Floors Direct. They're so amazing. So visit them. They've been successful there on the Boulevard across from Lowe's for over almost half a century. And the reason why they don't tamper with the formula. Wholesale carpeting at a wholesale price and talented installers who do a great job. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. News, traffic, and weather together, and then we're back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Stephanie Hicks with today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a man was shot and killed last night. They say 28-year-old Jamichael Stokes was shot and killed in the 2800 block of Creative Street. No arrests have been made. Governor Kay Ivey is one of seven governors backing President Donald Trump's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. Earlier this month, 18 U.S. House Republicans formally nominated Trump, who's preparing for a historic summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. An evangelist running against Governor Kay Ivey is criticizing anti-violence grants the state gave to a support organization for gay and transgender individuals. Scott Dawson said Ivy, quote, betrays Alabama's values with the grants to Free to Be. Paperwork indicated the money is to be used for violence prevention and support services. Ivy said while she doesn't agree with the group's values, the grant is entirely paid for with federal dollars. I'm Stephanie Hicks for your latest news. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect, so don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking good out on the interstate systems, both the speed limit right. The boulevard has cleaned up nicely. There's a little bit of stop-and-go stuff, especially on South Boulevard down around Baptist South. Everything else looking pretty good. Atlanta Highway has cleared up nicely. Not too much going on the 31s. That wreck at Taylor Road and the interstate has cleared, and it looks like Vaughan Road is running along pretty well. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tropical moisture still flowing into the state, and rain chances getting better and better over the next two or three or 4 days. For this evening and tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, high in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. As usual, the best chance will be in the afternoon and evening hours, with highs in the mid to upper 80s each day, lows at night in the upper 60s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Push notifications for severe weather alert instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Autauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and two surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is news you can use. If you don't want to go that hard in the paint, you rebel.
I love Rebel Rock!
Because he's freaking Elvis, man.
I love the ampersand.
We should be so lucky, sweetheart. I like bourbon. I like to party. I'll have Botox at one point in my life. Way to be a team freaking player, Jay. It's not mothers offering up their sons. It's fathers offering up their sons.
Ooh-hoo.
You don't
want that.
Big goober.
That's what we need to do as a group exercise.
What are we going to do now?
Don't be grouchy.
Big old poopy chickens.
This is news you can use till somebody gets a fist upside their face.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
The things Emily Hayes says, you never know. Weekday mornings on 3 Men and a Lady right here.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Yeah, he's part of the morning show team, too. I just talked to 93.1 along with Jay Scott and the Rich Thomas.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hello!
You gotta have something.
Yay!
If you wanna be with me.
Bang, zoom.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Sorry.
You gotta have something.
Boy!
If you wanna be with me.
Get that finger out of here. You don't know where that finger's been.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Wait, does he have a lot of chutzpah?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Shut up, dummy.
Cause that's zero. Watch it. Cause you call for me. I'm not trying to be your hero.
Hot diggity!
Cause that minus.
Is that your tongue?
It's too low to see.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
This thing is nuts, man.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
And I'm not nothing.
You're so naughty.
Believe you me.
Training gas bag.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
Hello.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're gorgeous.
You gotta have something.
So is it.
If you wanna be with me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, where the white women at?
You gotta have
good something. Good grief.
If you wanna be with me.
Guess what?
That's right there.
I got fever. And the only prescription is more capital.
Gotta have something. If you wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something, darling.
I got Joey.
If you wanna be with me.
Busy on the phone, so I don't think he can give me a score, but that was a darn good roll call.
9-9.
He pulled a number out from a secret location, but I do have him on assignment at the moment. We appreciate you listening. 429, why do we do the roll call? Sometimes people ask, and I love it when folks say, hey, you know, I heard that song, I was in a store. I was Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and Nothing from Nothing came on the overhead. And I'm wondering why you play that almost every day and with the sound effects and stuff. It's just a thing. Goes back almost 13 years. We wanted to do a show about nothing. We are gravitating back in that direction, by the way. Oh, I got a score from 84.
Too busy. Okay.
Retire. Oh, it was that good. Oh, I see. Okay. Let me check this little message from David Vane. Oh, okay, we will be. So I should just go home and call it quits. Maybe September 27th.
If I have a really good roll call that day, maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
But not until. No luck?
No, Monica's out running errands, and they're really busy over there at Elderly.
Well, it's Taco Tuesday. It's 99-cent Taco Tuesday.
Exactly.
I heard somebody, we had a little gathering over the weekend that I was invited to, a wonderful party. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling a story. Mike was. He's a hardworking guy. He's a great guy, very generous, good friend. But he went through a tough time, and I appreciate him sharing the story because, you know, I've gone through them, and I share mine not to engender sympathy because life is great now. It's never been better. But in order to appreciate what great is and what's really, you know, you got to go through those times. And he was telling me that while he was resetting his business, and this is during the dark days. I don't want to tell you who was president at this time, you know.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
I'll let him do it for me. They had some serious tough times. So one of the things they did to get by and without having to go on any kind of government support was live very thriftily. And one of the things they did was go to El Jalisco for 99 cent Taco Tuesday, get a beverage, and he said it was amazing. We walk out of there stuffed for 12 or 13 bucks. And you can do that now. And you know what? It feels just as good whether you need to save money or not. They don't, the food is extraordinarily good at El Jalisco. And we always try to get Monica on the air because she's such a wonderful lady. She's part of the new management at El Jalisco. It's a family business, and they really, really care. The whole staff is very much like her. They're friendly, and they bust their butt to, you know, take good care of you, very attentive to the status of your drink and those little things that make a big difference when you go to visit a restaurant. And the tacos are phenomenal. Everything there is phenomenal. Been to a bunch of Mexican restaurants. In fact, I bumped into a buddy at when I was visiting Mrs. Britterbuttle on Mother's Day. He said, after I leave here, I'm going to go to and get lunch. And I said, don't go to.
Yeah.
Go to El Jalisco.
Right.
He says, I've heard it's good. I said, it's great.
It's phenomenal.
So, and that's not to diss, you know, but El Jalisco's better. Better service. Because we had gone to, and it was like, no great shakes. Okay, all right. So we walked out full, but it wasn't like, can't wait to come back here. Try some of the great menu options. The cheesesteak burrito is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The Pollo Loco, Crazy for Chicken.
The Crazy for Chicken.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And their salsa, their homemade sauce, everything is homemade. It's awesome. Happy hour started at 3. Get $3 margarita.
Mm.
You've heard Monica say that many times on the radio. Love the way she says that. Got to get her in the studio one of these days.
Yes.
She's so much fun. So try El Jalisco. They're right across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. Do not be fooled. The building isn't real wide in the front as you're looking at it from the road, but it goes back a way. So they got plenty of booth and table seating. And they'll do their best to give you the best possible experience. And they're really nice folks. Try them if you haven't been. El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway. Speaking of Atlanta Highway, let's see how it and other traffic destinations are doing at 4:33 already.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things we need to call to your attention here. Carter Hill Road in front of Panera Bread Company, there's an accident. And also the 300 block of Woodley Road, there's an accident with injury. So be careful. Watch out for Haynes Ambulance arriving there. Interstate systems are okay. Boulevard looks all right. And the 31s are all clear. Get an extra $750 off the price or extra trade-in value on any used Highlander at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. The selection is incredible at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our traffic supervisor, as we call him, Mr.
Waka Waka,
was at the Biscuit Game last night, no. Did on-field things, and guess who's going to be at the Biscuit Game tonight, wondering,
what are we going to do now?
Emily!
Wow!
And I think, isn't tonight gourmet hot dog night?
Wow, what?
It's...
I don't know.
They really got it going on.
Oh, they've got a lot of tasty dogs over there.
At Riverwalk Stadium. Enjoy the biscuits tonight. Yeah, it is gourmet hot dog night, and then tomorrow is a day game for the kids to get out of school early. Ooh, and stuff. That's fun.
That's always fun.
And then they're going to be on the road for about 10 days, I think, that's what Scott Tribble, who joins us on the morning show. It's so nice to have the biscuits in-house now, because for a while that wasn't possible due to constrictions. Not imposed by us, by the way. So it's good to have a little partnership going with them. Good folks. At 4:35, let's see what Mr.
adorable.
Has for us.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Tropical moisture still flowing into the state, and rain chances getting better and better over the next two or three or 4 days. For this evening and tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, high in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. As usual, the best chance will be in the afternoon and evening hours, with highs in the mid to upper 80s each day, lows at night in the upper 60s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Push notifications for severe weather alert instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Everyone loves the show.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Joey.
Oh, you don't have your headset on. You did.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have ears.
I kind of need a little acknowledgement.
I looked at you.
Joey.
Yes.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, I'm
that's
here.
Remind me, help me remember to do this, because I've been wanting to talk about this since yesterday.
Okay.
Actually, I came in and wanted to mention it yesterday because we were talking about movies and soundtracks and songs that really make the movie that much better.
It's a good topic, yeah.
I got to tell you what a... good Lord, how does that happen? Horrible actor Harrison Ford was in his early days.
Yeah?
Atrocious. Just awful. From a movie I happened to catch over the weekend. It's a good story, but... He looked like the biggest doofus I've ever seen in a romantic.
Well, this was a romantic film.
A romantic drama that happened during World War II. He had the range. Even Sylvester Stallone had more diversity built in as an actor than Harrison Ford did in his early days. Maybe somebody will guess the name of the movie. That's coming up. We have a guest joining us shortly. It's 4:39. Brett McDonald will analyze a crap day on the market next.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I are having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham of Custom Cabinet Renovations. This week, we're under construction.
They came first thing Monday morning and deconstructed the kitchen, taking all the cabinet doors and drawers with them.
Now they're in the process of sanding and painting and prepping the kitchen.
There are so many different options that Eddie Basham and the crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations offer. They can do almost anything, from simply repainting cabinets, refacing cabinet doors, repairing or replacing broken cabinets, updating countertops, totally customizing a kitchen.
We've chosen to have our original cabinets painted. We're adding a custom wine cabinet, new hardware, pullouts for organization, and soft-close cabinet doors and drawers. It'll be a totally new look for us, which is exactly what we're looking for.
Custom Cabinet Renovations can give you a total new look for your kitchen, too. Give them a call, 799-9873, or find them in Facebook. Custom Cabinet Renovation, 799-9873.
Hi, everybody.
We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
Good morning.
The show is going to air.
Try to find mistakes on our show.
Get your own show.
Nerd culture is the center of the universe.
And that was the biggest goal, I think, with the show.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah. But what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
I hope I don't bore Taylor Ramsey from Goodwill with this story, but I'm an ardent supporter of Goodwill because I had the experience of being one of those people that was enjoying $200 dinners and new Corvettes every year, and then found myself shopping at a Goodwill store in Indiana to get a pair of jeans because I lost everything. And life can do that to you. And I say that without shame, and that's why I'm happy to support them now that things are going well again, even though the jeans I bought at Goodwill were far better than the sweatpants I have on this afternoon. It's just a thing. Welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Tell us about the event you have coming up this Thursday.
Okay, well, this Thursday, well, this whole week is our Goodwill Week, which what that means is it is our week to show appreciation to our customers and our employees. So this Thursday, we have our employee fashion show. And what that means is we have local celebrities, you know, people in the media come out and they escort.
I used to be one of those.
You were.
Local celebrities.
And we're still trying to get you back. our local media escorts come out and they escort our employees as they show different fashions that they have picked out in our stores.
It's really amazing because it's a great way to demonstrate, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to Goodwill and supporting them, whether you're in a life situation or not. That's
exactly.
the great thing about the show is that that's really nice stuff those folks are wearing.
Exactly. And it gives our employees a chance to kind of show their personalities and what they pick out and what they enjoy, you know, modeling for everybody. But yeah, we would love to have y'all out. It's this Thursday at 12 o'clock at 900 Airbase Boulevard, our main office store. And there will be door prizes. It's free to attend. And we'll put on a good show for you.
Now, I will promise you this, since I can't escort or model because of scheduling, I mean, my day starts at 2:22.
I get it. I totally get it.
And I work with some really difficult people. I'm kidding, of course. But sometimes it's fun to see if they're paying attention. But I do have literally half a closet that's stuffed with a lot of shirts I've never worn.
Well, come on down to Goodwill.
I want to bring those in.
Well, we've made it really easy on people in the River Region. We have three store locations here in Montgomery. We have one in Prattville.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have three attended donation centers. So what that means is they are just for donating your goods. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible for you to get out and donate.
And the fashion show is going to be at the location near the Airbase.
Airbase Boulevard,
What is the specific?
It's at 12 o'clock.
I mean the location.
900 Airbase Boulevard.
900 Airbase Boulevard.
Yes.
Is Dr. Sam going to be there?
He is actually going to be our MC this year.
Maybe I'll bring in if I bring in and go through the closet bag, I can have him bring that in because those are nice clothes.
Do it. We would love it. I mean, you know what our donations go towards, correct?
Well, yeah. In fact, you should re-explain that so everybody understands.
When you donate to Goodwill, our motto is donate stuff, create jobs. And what that means is our mission is to provide job training, job placement, and vocational rehabilitation for those with mental and physical disabilities. So we are Goodwill Industries of Central Alabama. We reach as far as Prattville, and then we go down to Andalusia, Enterprise, Dothan area. So we cover it all.
And how many employees do you have between the three locations now?
Golly. Well, our newest location, we have employed about 12 people. And that location is on our Eastern Boulevard. So each store probably has like 10 to 15. Well, I say that. Some of our more remote stores have only about, you know, 3 to 5 employees. But then we have our plant operations, which has about 100 employees in the plant, going through your donations and sending them off into, you know, to different store locations.
How long have you been with them?
I'm coming up on my 5th year.
Wow.
Yes, and I love it.
That's great, because you do get to see lives change and help people through some tough times.
Definitely.
Hopefully things are turning around a little bit, but that doesn't mean, and by the way, I should have thought of this. I kicked myself. I'll bet I could find a can opener there, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You can find just about anything other than a live animal. That's how we like to
open up this location not far from here. And stupid me for not thinking, hey, I could go get this at a very reasonable price at Goodwill instead of paying $30 for one. That's These are the kinds of things you can find. What are some of the, there's furniture, right?
There's furniture, clothing, home goods, jewelry, I mean, all sorts of stuff. We just today found, it was this Japanese basket that someone donated to our Air Base Boulevard location. Mm-hmm. And it's really neat. It's a sake jug wrapped in bamboo. And it retails for $350. Someone just donated it, and we happened to find it, you know, going through Goods. So there are treasures that you can find at Goodwill. We won't charge you $350.
Offhand, can you think of any other things of that nature, stories like that?
We've had paintings. We've had, just recently, we found this bag that was donated, and inside were a bunch of different... like diamond crosses, earrings, different stones, and we weren't sure if they were real or not because we thought they've just there's a lot of it and they've just thrown it in. But we took it over and had them appraised, and sure enough, all the diamonds and the stones were real. So we put them in our case, and they sold really fast. I mean, I'm telling you, the stuff that you find, we could write a book about it.
I'll bet, and that's another reason to consider. So we've got the fashion show that's Thursday at noon at the Air Base location, and give the locations for people for drop-off or to shop.
In Montgomery alone, we have donation centers that you can drop off. One is next to Fresh Market on Perry Hill Road.
Right.
There's another on the corner of Bell and Vaughn, and then there's a third out in Chantilly. Store locations, Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner. Then we have the new location on the boulevard, the old Piccadilly. Y'all remember the Piccadilly?
Oh, yes.
The Piccadilly.
Memories.
Sitting there so sad for all that time.
I know. Well, it's smiling now. It's back to life.
After they dished out the last ladle full of yellow glop, whatever it was, the people there used to
eat. We've cleaned out all the yellow glop. There was a lot of it, but we cleaned it out. And then we have the, you know, the original, our 900 Air Base Boulevard, which is where the fashion show will be this Thursday at 12.
Well, I hope you have a store full of people watching
Thank
the fashion
you.
Show, and that really is a fun event to attend. It's also a very spiritually uplifting event
yes.
to attend as well.
Yes.
And again, I never thought I'd be a Goodwill customer.
Hey.
Out of desperation. And
then you went in there and saw, even not in desperation, go shop Goodwill.
Yes. No, it totally changed my whole outlook on Goodwill, and it's truly something for everybody. But boy, when you've got to manage your pennies, forget dollars, pennies, it's great to know that you can go there and,
exactly.
and get something if you need it when times get hard. We hope that never happens to somebody, but I'm telling you, it happened to me, and I was really damn glad they were there. Thank you for coming by.
Thank y'all so much.
And good luck. Anytime we can help you, just let us know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick look at traffic at 4:53.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still dealing with that accident. 300 block of Woodley Road, an accident with injury. Careful over there. Everything else looks decent. The interstate systems are clear. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway both have some stop-and-go traffic. The 31s are looking really good, though, and Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are okay. Warm weather is here. Your dog wants to be outside more. Invisible Fence has the solution and plenty of plans for you. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hey, there's insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
One more tidbit of information that Taylor wanted to pass along about Goodwill.
Okay, to go along with customer appreciation this week, this Friday and Saturday, May 18th and 19th, we have 20% off in all of our stores on donated clothing. So come out and shop. Come see us.
All right, there you go. Even Goodwill can have a sale. That's a great deal for you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
It is 4:54.
Every home, like every family, is different. And with pets, kids, and other household messes, your flooring needs are different, too. Whether your family prefers laminate, hardwood, tile, or the ultra-tough, smart-strand, stain-resistant carpet, Bradville Carpet has you covered. There's nothing worse than walking across a cold tile floor in the morning. So if you purchase a new construction floor package, Bradville Carpet will throw in a free heated floor for your master bathroom. They offer 12 months interest-free financing. For a free estimate, call Bradville Carpet, 285-8117. Located in Bradville on Cobbs Ford Road, Bradville Carpet. Your hometown flooring headquarters.
This is Justice Tom Parker. The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to have me removed from the Alabama Supreme Court because I did a radio interview where I said that I disagreed with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage. But they failed. I beat the Southern Poverty Law Center and remain on the Alabama Supreme Court today. Now, George Soros, a major funder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, has made taking over the judiciary a top focus. But I'm not going to let him. That's why I'm running for Chief Justice. I've been fair and balanced on no one side but the Constitution and the law. And I've been unafraid to stand up to bullies like the Southern Poverty Law Center in defense of our Judeo-Christian heritage. This is Justice Tom Parker asking for your vote for Chief Justice in the June 5th Republican primary, paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery, 36111.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru's Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP 35,192.
Everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Today is May 15th, Nylon Stockings Day. It marks the day when nylon hosiery was first sold. Ladies, nylon stockings are perfect for your legs when you're out on the town. Guys, nylon stockings are perfect for your face when you're pulling off a bank heist. Everyone on the ground, this is Nylon Stockings Day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
5 o'clock. Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. North Korea upset over joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea, threatening to pull out of the planned summit with President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
After decades of aggressive language, the U.S. and North Korea have avoided